Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Have you ever heard of the term learned helplessness? Let me say that again. Learned helplessness. Well, we know what helplessness means. I can't do this, you know? I'm helpless. I can't do it. Learned helplessness means that we have actually learned to become helpless. Now, why would we ever do that? Ask yourself, why would we ever learn to become helpless? Is this something accidental? Is this something weird? Is this some sort of offshoot of our nature that we can't embrace? What I noticed is that anytime some sort of a new app or some sort of an update comes up and, you know, my wife gets her phone, it's like, our mind just totally explodes. And for me personally, my level of learned helplessness, and I believe we all have it. Let me say that. In some area of our lives, we have learned helplessness. I've seen people walk into the gym and go, I can't figure out how to use these machines. Meanwhile, there are 300 people around you showing you how to use it. They're literally doing it. And they don't mind you asking questions. But people go, I can't do this. For me, the thing was always doing my books, my QuickBooks, using for my company. And so I always paid bookkeepers and accountants and stuff like that. And I found they ended up messing it up. And so I decided I wanted to take it back over. But then I was like, I can't. And you know what? The answer is, I was right. I can't until I did. Let me say that again. You're right. You can't until you do. Anything that you feel like you can't do, you're absolutely right until you do. Until you do. And the only way you do is by doing. I remember going to the Drum Museum in Indianapolis, Indiana, which I absolutely loved. Went from room to room playing the various percussion instruments and everything. But there was a quote on the wall from Buddy Rich, in my opinion, the greatest drummer who ever lived. Buddy Rich. And Buddy Rich said, you only get better by playing. Well, you only get better at using your phone by using your phone. You only get better at doing your books by doing your books. You only get better at using the machines at the gym by using the machines at the gym. We all have some areas of learned helplessness. We get better at working in our relationships with other people by working in our relationship with other people. These are all examples of learned helplessness. So today I'm charging you to go out and look and see, because you've got one. You've got an area where you said, I can't do that. I'm no good at that. And then I invite you to challenge that and to understand it is nothing more than a belief you have. And remember that the word belief means something you have decided is true. Let me say that again. Something you have decided is true. So come up with a different belief. It may sound silly. It may sound sophomoric and obvious to stop saying I can't and start saying I can. But literally, that's what it takes. Begin to say I can. What I used to say when I learned Infusionsoft, which is a software program that we use to email out, and we also use to do our storefront and other things. When I first started learning that, everybody called it Confusionsoft. People said you couldn't learn it. And I kept telling myself, if someone else did, then I can. If someone else did, then I can. If someone else did, then I can. I can. So the point is, stop telling yourself you can't. You just haven't yet, because you can. Be sure and post your questions and comments below, and I'll answer them personally. And listen, enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.